worried are you about American weapons that are supposed to go to Ukraine and instead coming here to the Middle East?
I'm very worried. I hope that the United States will not make such mistake, because I think this is a mistake. We didn't give possibility to Russia to occupy us totally because of us, and of course because of partners, including United States and Europe and Canada.
This is my video update on this Sunday afternoon, March the 29th, coming to you from Limassol, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. Here in front of the world famous Arbat bookshop in Limassol, all kinds of good stuff to read at the Arbat bookshop. So let's start things off with the Washington Post, which is reporting that the Trump administration is about to launch a ground operation into Iran. This ground operation could last for a couple of weeks and even a couple of months, according to the Washington Post reporting. The Trump administration has still not made a final decision about the ground operation, which would consist of special forces as well as infantry. The details of the operation are still not known. If this operation is greenlit, perhaps the Trump administration goes after Karg Island, and if they capture Karg Island, and if they can hold Karg Island, then they would use Karg Island as some sort of negotiating or bargaining leverage over Iran and try to force Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. Perhaps the Trump administration will go after various islands around the Strait of Hormuz to try and force the opening of the strait, or it could be some sort of operation into Iran to go after the uranium, to find the uranium and to capture it, and then declare victory once you capture the uranium. So we're not exactly sure what this operation is going to be about, but the Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration is considering a ground operation which could last for a couple of weeks and maybe even a couple of months. If this operation is greenlit, then according to the Post, it would signal a very dangerous next phase in the war with Iran. So for the Washington Post to be reporting this tells me that the decision has already been made, and the decision to go ahead with the ground operation has been decided. The decision has been decided, and they're kind of letting the Washington Post break the news to everybody. And of course, you have the troop buildup, which has been taking place over the past couple of weeks, which obviously signals that there is going to be some sort of ground invasion. You don't send all of these troops into the region just to sit around or to use as some sort of negotiating leverage or bargaining chip or something like that. You send troops to the region because you want to use them. And then we have the Marine letter, which is all over the interwebs, posted on social media. According to Grok, this Marine letter is legit. That is what Grok AI says. And basically, it is a letter telling Marines to prepare for combat. It's a notice telling the Marines that things are about to escalate, so time to prepare. The 3,500 Marines that were making their way to the region have arrived. This has been confirmed, 3,500 sailors and Marines on board the amphibious assault ship, the USS Tripoli. They have arrived in the Middle East, so we do have the 3,500 Marines in the region ready to go. And this is the title from the Washington Post. Pentagon prepares for weeks of ground operations in Iran. If President Donald Trump approves the plans, such an effort would mark a new phase of the war that could be significantly more dangerous to U.S. troops than the first 4 weeks. So the Tehran Times. Ah, boy, let me get to the Tehran Times. But, you know, when you do have those ground forces in Iran, that's the point of no return. Boots on the ground, I've been saying this for a while now, is the point of no return. So what was I saying? The Tehran Times, they posted this, or this is the cover of their paper. It says, "Welcome to hell. U.S. troops who step foot on Iranian soil will leave only in a coffin." That's the Tehran Times. Very windy today. Here's another bad sign that there is going to be some sort of ground operation, and it is going to be a long ground operation, a couple of weeks. We're talking about a couple of months if this thing happens. But here's a signal that this has already been decided. The U.S. Defense Department is looking for companies that can quickly supply prefabricated transportable bunkers to protect troops amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. So they're looking for bunkers, prefabricated bunkers. We have reports that Iran has greenlit 10 Pakistani tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Sorry, 20 tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, according to Pakistan's deputy prime minister. 20 more ships under the Pakistani flag to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. 2 ships will cross the strait daily. Yeah, so Pakistan is speaking with Iran, and they've come to the agreement to allow more tankers to pass. And these are not gifts to President Trump. This is not a gift to President Trump. So if he comes out over the next couple of days and starts saying that the shadow leader of Iran has now decided to gift the United States with 20 more oil tankers as a sign of goodwill or some sort of a tribute or something like that, as the United States is negotiating with the shadow leader, that's just a bunch of bullocks. Pakistan is getting permission from Iran for these ships to pass. And I would say that they're probably getting paid. Iran is getting paid from Pakistan $2 million in Chinese yuan. So my goal is to get to the Limassol del Mar. And I could take the easy route, which would be on the main road, but I don't want to take the easy route. I want to see if I can get there through the back streets, through the neighborhoods of Limassol, so I can show everybody what it looks like walking around here in Limassol. So Trump, he posted on Truth Social for everybody to check out Mark Levin's show on Fox News, because Trump Trump wants everyone to listen and watch Mark Levin and take in his explanation as to why the United States needs boots on the ground. Trump is letting Levin explain his foreign policy decisions. That's where we are. Mark Levin is conducting war communications, war propaganda and communications for the Trump administration. Mark Levin, Hannity, Lindsey Graham, Laura Loomer. What a disaster. What a disaster and what a dead end. Man. All right. We'll go around. We're going to do it. We're going to get to the Limassol Del Mar. We're going to do it. We're not that far off. Maybe 10-minute walk. See, I got to get to that building. I got to get to those buildings over there. The Icon and the only tower. And when I get to those buildings, then it's a straight shot. But we got to figure out a way to get through. Probably go that way. So what did Mark Levin say? He started out his monologue by claiming that Trump, during his campaign for his second term, he never said that, hey, my friend, he never said that there would be no boots on the ground, right? He never made that promise, according to Mark Levin. When did Trump ever say that there are going to be no boots on the ground? Okay, whatever you say, Mr. Levin. And then Levin said that you got to put boots on the ground because you have to get the uranium. That's what it's all about now. It's all about getting the uranium, according to Levin. That's why you got to get boots on the ground. You see, they got to go into Iran and they got to find the uranium. Simple. It's easy, right? You know, Iran's a pretty small country, pretty small population. Shouldn't take more than a couple of days to find the uranium, right? Just enter a couple of buildings, maybe go down into the basements or something, and I'm sure you'll find the uranium. Absolutely, yeah. Easy peasy. So that's Levin. Foreign policy, geopolitics, and war, according to Mark Levin. We've got to get the uranium, he said. And Trump never, ever promised no boots on the ground. Never made that promise. So shut up, all you panickins. What a dumb word. Panickins. How did they think that one up? You're a panickin. Someone that panics is a panickin. Okay, let's see where this takes us. So it's about the uranium. Or is it about opening the Strait of Hormuz? Or is it taking Karg Island? Or is it decapitation strikes? Well, there's a post from the Speaker of the Parliament who Trump claimed once upon a time that this was the person he was going to choose as leader. This was going to be the guy that he was going to pick as the next leader of Iran. It doesn't look like that worked out. I guess someone told Trump that the Speaker of the Parliament, Mr. Ghalibaf, is kind of a hardliner, Mr. President. But he posted on X, or he reposted on X, this comment: the goal of the war seems to have shifted to opening the Strait of Hormuz, which was open before the war. Yeah, I've been saying this for a while now. A lot of people have been saying this. The The Strait of Hormuz was open and working fine and without a fee. There was no fee. Now there's a fee. And now you need permission to pass. So this war was started so that they could have the goal of opening the Strait of Hormuz, which was open. It was already open. So we've gone through all of this death and destruction and chaos, so that the United States can open the Strait of Hormuz, so that Trump can take the Strait of Hormuz and call it the Strait of Trump. You know that's what he wants to do. You know he wants to call it the Strait of Trump or the Trump Strait. You know it. He wants to call it the Trump Strait. I like it. I like that name. Financial Times is saying that Iran is accusing the U.S. of seeking talks while preparing to invade. Yeah. Obviously. That's how it looks. That's what the Washington Post is saying. And we have the warning from the IRGC, where they are telling Trump to apologize for going after universities. I believe the Tehran University is what they hit the other day. And if the Trump administration does not condemn the bombing of Iranian universities, then according to the IRGC statement, Iran will strike several American universities in the Middle East. Tit for tat retaliation. The Washington Post is also reporting that the situation with Tomahawks is very alarming for the U.S. military. They are depleting their Tomahawk supply. The U.S. uses hundreds of Tomahawk missiles on Iran, alarming some at the Pentagon. More than 850 have been fired in just 4 weeks, people familiar with the matter said, raising concerns about the weapon's limited supply. 850 Tomahawks in 4 weeks. And what has the United States, the Trump administration, accomplished? Have they accomplished their goals? Have they accomplished the regime change? Nope. 850 Tomahawks. And they wanted to send a couple of hundred Tomahawks to Ukraine. They thought that a couple of hundred Tomahawks was going to win the war in Ukraine. They thought that a couple of hundred Tomahawks launched into Russia would lead to Putin's capitulation. And they fired in 4 weeks 850 Tomahawks into Iran. And you know, Iran is still hitting targets. They're still firing at targets in the GCC area. They're still firing at targets into Israel. So much for the Tomahawk wonder weapon, which is now depleted. Or it's getting depleted. Okay, we are making progress, everyone. So how about the narrative with the missiles for Iran? Iran is running out of missiles, or it was actually the United States military has destroyed 90% of Iran's missiles within the first 4 weeks. That's what Hegseth was saying. That's what President Trump was saying. Maybe even 95%. I think they were at 95% of Iran's missiles have been completely obliterated. They have no more missiles. It's a nice day for cats to be out and about. So so then it went from 95 to 90. And then it went from 90 to 80. And then Hegseth and Trump were saying that 70 or 75% of Iranian missiles have been destroyed. Or is that what Kane said? 70, 75% of missiles have been destroyed, obliterated. They have no army, they have no navy, they have no missiles. Well, Reuters is reporting that one-third of Iran's missiles maybe have been destroyed or confirmed, can be confirmed that they've been destroyed. According to Reuters' sources, U.S. can only confirm about a third of Iran's missile arsenal destroyed. The assessment, which has not been previously reported, shows that while most of Iran's missiles are either destroyed or inaccessible, Tehran still has a significant missile inventory. We still have a significant missile inventory. That would be a nice place to live. So it's one-third, maybe destroyed. Reuters is reporting that the other third is missing, and the other third is buried deep below underground. So there you have it. That accounts for Iran's missile inventory. They have no idea. They have no idea how many missiles Iran has. They have no idea where those missiles are. They have no idea of the missile capabilities. They thought a 2,000 kilometer range, and then you have two missiles traveling 4,000 kilometers. They have no idea. So let's talk about Le Gobelin Vert. Zelensky. It's Zelensky time. I'm going to make that into its own dedicated segment. It's Zelensky time. So Zelensky, he wrapped up his tour of the GCC countries. He is selling drone expertise. Drone security and drone expertise is Zelensky's latest gig. And he actually signed a security pact with Qatar. And I believe he signed a security deal with Saudi Arabia as well. And he's in talks with the UAE to also sign a security deal so that Zelensky can show them how it's done, how to handle the Iranian drones. And then Zelensky, he started to talk about how Russia is sharing satellite images with Iran to hit targets in the Gulf. And Zelensky's claim is that Russia, they snapped three images, satellite images of the airbase, the Prince Sultan airbase, which was recently hit by Iran. And it was the Russian satellite images that led to the successful strike into the airbase, which did lead to many casualties, American casualties, according to Reuters and the Associated Press, as well as the destruction of some planes. And Zelensky is saying this is all Russia. If it was not for Russia, then Iran would not be able to successfully hit the airbase. NBC News has an article with the title, Russia took satellite images of U.S. airbase in days before Iranian attack, Ukraine's Zelensky says. During the interview, Zelensky shared a summary of the daily presidential briefing he receives from Ukraine's spy agencies. The report stated that Russian satellites had taken images of the Prince Sultan Airbase in Saudi Arabia on March 20, 23rd, and 25th. Ukrainian spy agencies. You mean the CIA, right? You mean the CIA and the MI6. So the MI6 and the CIA is putting Alensky in front of various media outlets, for example, Reuters and NBC News, so that the Green Goblin can talk about how Russia is providing the satellite imagery to Iran to go after American assets and American military at these bases and to hit at Gulf countries, because they want to keep the escalation with Russia going as they continue to escalate with Iran. They want a two-front war, and so who better than the Green Goblin to continue to sell a two-front war? You got to keep the MIC contracts going. You got to keep the weapons production going. You got to get the Gulf nations, in much the same way as the European nations, to now invest whatever they have into military production, to give that money to the MIC companies in the U.S. And you can't forget about the war against Russia, the proxy war against Russia. Got to keep that one going. Got to keep all this stuff going, the two-front war, soon to be a three-front war, when they start to turn their attention towards China, if they have the ability to turn their attention towards China. So that's Zelensky's goal. Probably gets a commission from the MIC. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a commission from the MIC to go around the GCC countries and sell the drone protection, drone expertise, and to tell the Gulf countries to invest more of their money in military, less on tourism and more on military. That's the message from Zelensky. And of course the Europeans are jumping on all of this. The Europeans, they are also complaining to the Americans about how Russia is helping Iran with images to target various U.S. assets in the region. What did the European countries or the United States or the Trump administration, what did they expect? Because you have a lot of U.S. lawmakers also shouting about how Russia is providing intel to Iran. Russia, China, what did they expect? Especially when you consider that the U.S. has waged a war against Russia since when? Since 2003 using Ukraine, or since 2014 with the Maidan coup, or 2022 with the proxy war? The U.S. has been waging a proxy war against Russia for many, many years. They've been providing the images and the targeting for the HIMARS strikes, for the ATACMS strikes, for the drone strikes into energy assets. And how about Operation Spiderweb? Remember that one? Where they went after Russia's nuclear triad? Did they just expect that Russia was not going to provide some assistance to Iran? Or that China was not going to provide assistance to Iran? Keep in mind that Iran is a BRICS nation as well. So the Europeans, they want to make sure that the U.S. continues to escalate with Russia. They want to make sure that they don't forget about Russia, even though the U.S. is overextended. Not enough tomahawks. But who cares about math? Who cares about reality? Kaya Kallas wants more escalation. That's what she told Rubio. Escalate more, more escalation. And Rubio's response to Kallas, what more can we do? We only have 850 tomahawks and we've used them all up. You deal with it. You send your own tomahawks. Kaya, you fire tomahawks into Russia. We've got a quagmire in Iran that we're trying to deal with, which could sink our administration. Yeah, Rubio snapped back at Callis. Frustration, that is frustration. Callis has no understanding about the real world. She just wants more escalation. Doesn't know how, doesn't understand how all of this stuff works. Supply chains and logistics and weapons production. What does Callis care about any of that? She goes to the supermarket and she believes that the food just magically appeared there. Right? The food just magically shows up at the supermarket. That's her understanding of the world. All right. So that's what Alensky is doing. He's running around trying to make sure that this two-front war continues and that the MIC continues to make bank. There it is. We're close to our goal. Been a nice walk. So we have protests in the United States, which took place yesterday. Big protests in many major cities across the US. The No Kings protest. Looked like it was a large turnout, at least from the images and videos that I've seen. A lot of people showed up. This is the third No Kings protest that has taken place in the US. And this No Kings protest was heavily influenced by the war in Iran. Before it was about Trump and his policies and his economic policies, his immigration policies, but this time around, it's all that. Plus the war in Iran and the economic fallout from the war in Iran, the increase in gas prices, the general increase in prices and inflation, the possibility of boots on the ground. A lot of people at the protest talking about the war with Iran. But when did Trump ever promise that he's not going to put boots on the ground, says Mark Levin. He never made that promise. He never said, I'm not going to put boots on the ground. He never said that during his campaign. He never, ever said that, according to Levin. So Dmitriev, he put up an interesting chart of diesel prices since the Iran conflict, the increase in diesel prices since the Iran conflict. Yeah, diesel's gone up a whole lot. The Nag's Head pub right here. Popular pub. So diesel, 80% increase in the Philippines since the Iran war. 81% increase in diesel prices. Nigeria, Malaysia, Australia, 52% increase in Australia, Vietnam, Singapore, the US, a 41% increase in diesel prices. Canada's at 36.9. Germany, France, China, the UK. That's just in 4 weeks. What's going to happen in 2 months? What's going to happen if the Houthis close the Al-Mandab Strait? What's going to happen then? For which the Houthis told Al Jazeera, their representative told Al Jazeera that they are very close to closing the strait. They're considering it. That's what they told Al Jazeera. Things are going to get really bad when the Al-Mandab Strait is shut down. How are we doing on time, by the way? Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. So let's talk Clown World. Let's talk Clown World now. And the EU Commission was hacked. They were hacked a week ago, or a couple of weeks ago, but now they've admitted that they were indeed hacked. There were a lot of rumors that they may have been hacked. But now they've come out and they've said the truth. They were indeed hacked. The commission and hundreds of gigabytes of documents and files are now out in the open. Oh no, all of the EU secrets are now out in the open on the interwebs. Commission responds to cyber attack on its Europa web platform. This was all stored on AWS, Amazon. Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of data. The EU's secret plans. Their secret plans. So I'll tell you what these documents had, what this whole hack is going to reveal. We're going to see some pop-up books from Callis, the pop-up books and the comic books that she's reading, right? Because she did say that she's reading more books, so we're going to see all of those pop-up books and all of those comic books that Callis is reading. That's in this document hack, where we're going to see some crayon drawings, right? Some of their crayon drawings as to how to deal with Russia, how to take on Russia, stick figures and crayon drawings of how to deal with Putin. And I hear there's a document, which is just 1,000 words of just tatters. It's just a document that says tatters, 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 tatters. That's Ursula's document, tatters, 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 tatters. That's also in there. Yeah, and there's a sanctions package template. It's a template. It's a template that they reuse over and over again. They've used it 20 times now. And it's just a template, like one of those Word templates where they break it out and they just fill in the blanks. Sanctions package 20. Okay, done. Publish it on the website. Yep. Ah, the famous Limassol Del Mar. I get Miami vibes when I come here. I'll have my coffee right up there. I'll grab a coffee right up there, get this video published. I sit in front of this building and I'm waiting for Crockett and Tubbs to to drive by in their Ferrari or in their Lamborghini or whatever they were driving. What was Sonny Crockett driving in the days of Miami Vice? I think it was a Ferrari. Not sure. So one more story and we'll call it a day. And I think we have to talk about the information war and the memes that Iran is putting out there. I have to tell you, Iran is winning the meme war, no doubt about it. While the Trump administration is rehashing the Trump dance and peace through strength stuff, which has no imagination, creativity, and really doesn't do much in the information war and the war propaganda. The Iran government, they're putting up very creative and very effective memes, cartoons, AI memes, AI generated videos with a very powerful and effective message. If you notice, all of their AI videos, are focused on the Epstein class. They always show something connected with the Epstein class. They also have a part that's focused on the Manab school bombing. So they focus on that as well. And then you have Trump and Netanyahu, and so they connect all of this together. It's, I don't know who that is, but why not say hello? So you have the Epstein class. They then have the Manab school bombing. And then they have images, AI-generated images of Netanyahu and Trump, and they connect it all together into some sort of a meme or some sort of an AI video. And they're putting out a lot of these. And it's effective. It is effective. I just thought I would mention that because with every war, you also have an information war. And in this instance, Iran is fighting an effective information war. On the Duran, we've talked a lot about Russia's efforts in the information space and how it was lacking, and how the U.S. and the collective West, they dominate the information space. They mostly dominate it from the monopoly, I guess you could call it the monopoly, that they have on the mainstream media. The Washington Post, the New York Times, the BBC, the Guardian, because there's a lot of distribution from the mainstream, the collective West mainstream media. They have a whole lot of distribution. And of course you have the social networks and all of the social platforms as well, which a lot of them are US-based. Most of them are US-based. So that's the monopoly that they have. But what Iran has done is very creative, very effective. They're focusing on AI, and they're focusing on the memes, and they're putting out the message of the Epstein class. The Epstein class, the killing of schoolgirls. Think about how powerful that is. The Epstein class and the killing of the schoolgirls, and then they layer in images of Trump and Netanyahu. So anyway, an interesting development that I don't think anyone was expecting, the effectiveness of Iran's information war. But I thought I would bring that up. I think it's an interesting topic for discussion. An important part of warfare is the information war. Not the most important, but it is a part. And I will end the video there. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on X and Rumble and Telegram. Go to the Duran shop. Pick up some merch. There's a link in the description box down below. And also check us out on Substack. Like this video, share this video, subscribe to this channel. Maybe one day I will get to 256,000 subscribers on YouTube. My God. Oh, boy. Anyway, what can we do? I'll keep on working. And I will see everyone tomorrow. That's where I'm going to go. Get a coffee, and as I said, I'm waiting for Miami Vice to stop on by. The theme song. How did the theme song go? It was a pretty cool theme song as well, and it had the flamingos and Miami Vice. Those were the days, man. That was TV at its best, no doubt about it. All right, I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.